Chapter 2. The Shulamite. Verse 1. She said as she firmly faced the king, "You are quite mistaken in thinking me adaptable to these artificial surroundings, imposing as they are. I am only a little rose, or autumn crocus of the plain of Sharon, or a humble lily of the valleys, that grows in deep and difficult places." Verse 2. But Solomon replied, "Solomon, as a lily among thorns, so are you, my love, among the daughters." The Shulamite. Verse 3. "As an apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved shepherd among the sons," cried the girl. "Under his shadow I delight to sit, and his fruit was sweet to my taste." Verse 4. "He brought me into his banqueting house, and his banner over me was love, for love waved as a protecting and comforting banner over my head when I was near him." Verse 5. "Sustain me with raisins, refresh me with apples, for I am sick with love." Verse 6. "I can feel his left hand under my head, and his right hand embraces me." Deuteronomy 33, 27, Matthew 28, 20. Footnote: have I a constant sense of my shepherd's presence, regardless of my surroundings? Verse 7. "Then Solomon, seeing the futility of further effort for the present at least, turned his attention elsewhere, and the Shulamite, speaking to the women about her, who were shocked at her indifference to the things they so much prized, said." The Shulamite. "I charge you, daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles, or the hinds of the field which are free to follow their own instincts, that you do not try to stir up or awaken my love, until it pleases." Verse 8. Later, one day the vineyard girl, so homesick and uncomfortable in her false position, grew reminiscent and said she could just imagine herself at home, and the recurrence of what was now a sweet memory. Vividly she pictured it. The Shulamite. "The voice of my beloved shepherd, behold, he comes leaping upon the mountains, bounding over the hills." John 10:27. "My beloved is like a gazelle or a young hart, behold, he stands behind the wall of our house, he looks in through the windows, he glances through the lattice." Verse 10. "My beloved speaks to me and says to me." The shepherd. "Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away." Verse 11. "For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone." Verse 12. "The flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land." Verse 13. "The fig tree puts forth and ripens her green figs, and the vines are in blossom, they give forth their fragrance. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away." Footnote: do I take time to meet my good shepherd every day, letting him tell me of his love, cheering his heart with my interest in him? Do I realize my voice in praise and song is sweet to him, or do I withhold it? What is my greatest concern, the thing about which most of all I want Christ's help? When he asks to hear my voice, what do I tell him? The Shulamite. Verse 14. "So I went with him, and when we were climbing the rocky steps up the hillside, my beloved shepherd said to me, 'O my love, while you are there in the seclusion of the clefts of the solid rock, in the sheltered and secret place of the cliff, let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely.'" Verse 15. "My heart was touched, and I fervently sang to him my desire. 'Take the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vineyards of our love, for our vineyards are in blossom.'" Verse 16. Quite naturally, such enthusiasm for the shepherd had aroused the interest and curiosity of the Shulamite's hearers, but when they asked her where he was to be found, that they might see him, she said distinctly, "The Shulamite. My beloved is mine, and I am his," and added evasively, "He pastures his flock among the lilies." Matthew 10:32, Acts 4:12. Verse 17. Then longingly addressing her absent shepherd, she cried, "The Shulamite. Until the day breaks, and the shadows flee away, return hastily, O my beloved, and be like a gazelle or a young hart, as you cover the mountains, which separate us."